From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, December 2nd, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light, now through December 31st. MaineGardens.org.
Penobscot County Treasurer John Hyatt has become the fourth Republican to join the primary contest in Maine's 2nd Congressional District race. Mal Leary has more.
Hyatt says he views himself as the underdog in the primary race, as fellow Republicans Adrian Bennett, Dale Crafts, and Eric Brakey have already been campaigning and embracing President Donald Trump, who won the district in 2016 by 10 points. Hyatt says he's not anti-Trump and told the Bangor Daily News that he is neutral when it comes to the president. But he says he wants to bring respect back to the Republican Party. Hyatt says he's anti-abortion and fiscally conservative, but believes everyone should have health care. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
The Maine State Housing Authority announced today it will award nearly $4 million in federal tax credits and an additional $3 million in state subsidies to help finance five projects in Portland, South Portland, Waterville, and Bangor. Maine Housing says the projects will create or preserve about 300 rental units, but they say there is much more to be done, as outside groups estimate that Maine needs 20,000 more affordable rental homes. And far southwestern Maine could see as much as 17 inches of snow before this storm ends tomorrow. To the north, the heaviest snow may fall in a band from Sanford through Portland, Bangor, Millinocket, Holton, and Caribou, with the National Weather Service predicting 9 to 10 inches and some forecasts as many as 13. Heavy snowfall rates could lead to hazardous driving conditions. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Foisey in Caribou says snow will start picking up this evening in southwestern Maine, including Portland and the Lewiston-Auburn area, and intensify through the night.
For the Bangor area, snow is going to be picking up around midnight and becoming pretty heavy as we head towards the morning rush hour. For northeastern Maine, up in northeastern Arista County, the crown of Maine, it doesn't really get going until about 8 or 9 a.m. on Tuesday.
Foisey says there will be less snow in the west and a mix down east. He says the quick-hitting storm should end tomorrow afternoon in southwestern Maine, tomorrow evening up towards Aroostook County. Otherwise, in the weather, we're going to see temperatures tonight, lows in the mid-teens to upper 20s. Tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s. And on Wednesday, cloudy skies with some flurries in the mountains and highs in the upper 20s to the mid-30s. Earlier this month, Angela Okafor made history. She's believed to be the first immigrant and person of color elected to the Bangor City Council. She's now helping support other immigrants in an overwhelmingly white area of the state. Robbie Feinberg has her story.
Angela Okafor's small shop, called Tropical Tastes and Styles, is a bit hidden behind a music store along Harlow Street in downtown Bangor.
Yeah, but we're going to tamper with a little bit of it, because we don't have a ton.
On a recent afternoon, Okafor is braiding a hair weave for a local woman sitting near the front window. Nearby, Okafor's daughter zooms on a razor scooter through shelves of international food. Racks of clothing, all for sale, line the wall. And near the back is a small law office that Okafor also operates. While it can be busy, she says it's become a place that immigrants seek out for food and connection.
To me, this is more than just a business, like I said. This is more of a community. If you look over there, you see, you know, collection of winter clothing that I collect. And for me, this is, you know, I grew up struggling. I struggled a lot growing up. So right now, and I feel privileged. I feel I'm very religious. I feel blessed.
A shop like this didn't exist in Bangor when Okafor and her husband moved here about a dozen years ago. They grew up in Nigeria and emigrated to the city on a work visa. The move was hard, Okafor says. Accents and language barriers made it tough to communicate. And she says as one of few immigrants in a new, very white region of the state, people put up walls that made it tough to feel comfortable.
Being especially like me, you know, coming from away, not seeing people like myself, and you know, trying to, and people are like still kind of scoping at you like, who is that one? Like, you know, are we even safe around, you know?
And just as big of a challenge, says Okafor, was overcoming barriers to work. She had already earned a law degree in her home country, but she says she had to pass the bar exam in New York because of difficulties transferring her credentials in Maine. And even when she finally did get admitted, Okafor says it was nearly impossible to get her foot in the door. She applied to all kinds of jobs in the legal field, but says she was either told she was overqualified or needed, quote, Maine experience. It's a struggle for many immigrants, she says.
Frustration, being frustrated is beyond the description. I'm free. I feel free to talk this now because I am my own employer. But imagine a lot of other people who go through that but cannot speak up. And yet we are here and we are talking about workforce shortage.
Eventually, fed up with the job search, Okafor launched her own practice, specializing in immigration. She got help from her church, which let her use a spare office.
So I would go in there and consult. And I can take my papers and go wherever and work on. I could work at the library. I could come here and work on my case. I could work at, you know, anywhere I saw myself. I could be, there was a time I drove down to Portland. I consulted in my car, you know. So I was just doing anything I could, just, you know.
It was a lot of work, but Okafor says she was prepared to do more. While Bangor's immigrant population has grown in recent years, it's still tiny compared to a city like Portland or Boston. And at one point, Okafor noticed that many immigrants were leaving the Bangor area for other cities because they missed being able to find foods or other goods from their home countries.
And I'm like, how can I actually do this so that, you know, people will stop moving? Because I really didn't like that they were moving away, you know? So the thoughts came, what if I can get food? That, because I know food is a big thing. We have tons of things.
About 3 years ago, Okafor decided she would do something about it. She opened Tropical Tastes, carrying foods from across the world. And as demand for certain goods and services has expanded, so has her business. She even taught herself hair weaving and African braiding after hearing that some local women were driving hours for those services. Regular customer Emmanuel Asari says the shop has helped him feel more comfortable in a city where he often felt out of place. Asari moved to Bangor about 3 years ago.
I felt like I was somewhere different because of color. You wouldn't see a whole lot of black people around, so...
But Asari says when he visits the shop and picks up meat or fufu, a West African dish, he feels more at home.
Sometimes you just want to feel the home things. The whole of Bangor, this is the only place you'll feel like there is a store that you can go in that has what you've been buying way back in Africa or something like that, or where you have a lot of African community.
Sometimes people come in here initially, they are scared.
And Okafor says over time, the shop became more than just a store. It also earned a reputation as a trusted place for immigrants seeking assistance or services, or connections to others in the community.
They're like, you know, thank you, you know, is this person connected me, or, you know, the other person connected, or the community I connected them to is like, oh, thank you for, you know, and it's really very refreshing. And like I said, it did not cost me a dime. That is the beauty of it.
In her new role as city councilor, Okafor says she hopes to rely on her experience as an immigrant and business owner who spent years navigating a complicated system. Bangor City Council Chair Claire Davitt says that perspective will be important as the city takes up major issues such as transit and housing over the next few years.
And then to have her knowledge of law and as a bit small business owner, that representation matters so much, especially as we are losing workforce and trying to rebuild that.
Okafor says she wants to focus her energies on bolstering that workforce and on improving public transportation, which she says can make the city more accessible for working families. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about what's being done to make Maine a more age-friendly place to live. I'm Nora Flaherty.